The upper room. Begin from Jerusalem. Stay here in this city until you are armed with the power from above. With these words ringing in their ears, the disciples returned to Jerusalem after the ascension of Jesus. Entering the city, they went to the upper room of a house where they were lodging. All the disciples were there, except Judas, who was now dead. About 120 were gathered together, and Peter spoke to them all about Judas the traitor. "What is written in the scriptures was bound to come true," he said. "It is in the book of Psalms. Let another take over his charge." So they prayed together, and Matthias was chosen to take his place among the 12. It was now 10 days after the ascension, May AD 29. The feast of Pentecost had come. This was the Jewish harvest festival, and Pentecost means 50th because it comes 50 days after the Passover. It was at this festival that Jews from all over the world remembered the time when God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. Jerusalem was crowded with pilgrims from distant countries, Persia and Asia, Egypt and Africa, Italy, Greece and Arabia, all speaking different languages. Peter and the disciples were gathered together in the upper room. Suddenly, it seemed to them that there came a driving wind and tongues like flames of fire, and, all at once, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages. Peter raised his voice and began to talk to the crowds in the street, calling upon them to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus, and all understood his words. On that day, 3,000 were baptized, and every year we remember this great happening at Whitsuntide.